Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Andrea Simintov, and you are listening to Pull Up a Chair on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. The chat room is open, and if you're listening in, please drop me a note in the chat room. It gets lonely here. We're all working from our home studios. Thank you, COVID. And I'd like to know that you're out there. Let me hear some heartbeats. Let's have some throbbing in the chat room. All right. Let me say good morning. Wow, is it early in the morning in the United States of America and in Canada? Boker Tov, Eretz Yisrael. Hello, UK. Germany's listening in. Spain, Sweden, France, and Jamaica so far. And if I haven't mentioned the country from where you are listening in, again, chat room is open. Tell me where you're listening in from. Listen, there is no point in discussing politics. There are enough shows on this station, on CNN, on Al Jazeera, on Fox News, talking ad nauseum about politics. Today's show is accessing the inner Avraham, Abraham, our father, Avraham within all of us. And it has nothing to do with politics. You know, politics. I like the word tick, tick, tick in the end of it. The clock is ticking, okay? And if we will it, we can rise way, way above all of these designs that are crippling us, all of the noise, the craziness. We're being minimized by the ideas and the rantings of others, keeping us so very, very far away from our heavenly designed destinies. It's not about any political party. It's about who we are when the light sheds on us in our own homes. You know, somebody said to me this week, well, it'll all be okay because in January, I'll do this because we'll have a new president. Really? Okay, maybe you will. What will be so different? And if you don't have a new president, what's going to happen to all of your passions? Please, everybody, let's say no to being bullied in that way. This is Andrea Simintov. A lot more to say on the other side.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Trying to type up something here. There's something, you know what? Let me start again. It's not that I want to start the show. There's a message that I want to share. And again, nothing is coming from me from like this lofty place. Let me talk down on you. No, the opposite. We're drowning, friends. We're absolutely drowning. You know, especially now, the politics is consuming us. It's sucking out our oxygen. And I know because I am American born, American by birth, nationality by birth, born in America, I cannot avoid the American politics that are coming at me. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, how much time are we wasting? Are you going to get these hours of rage and fear and clarity and pompous arrogance? All the time that you're saying, and we're going to march and we're going to scream and we're going, there's no discourse. There's no talking. There's no respect for the pulsing bodies of flesh and blood that are occupying your life space alongside of you, shoulder to shoulder. There was a time, my friends, that we stood together, shoulder to shoulder, at the foot of Har Sinai, Mount Sinai. And we heard the same, even as we were different, even as our colors were different, and our bends were different, and our takes on things were different, our passions were different. We heard the same because it was something so much greater than the four cubic space of our own opinions. You know, there's a destiny for every one of us. We're in the Parsha of Avraham, Avraham Avinu. Here is somebody who rose above. He didn't hear. As a matter of fact, he heard his own heartbeat because his own heartbeat beat in sync with that of his creator. Guess what? Every one of us listening in today is made of the same stuff. So whether there will be a new prime minister in Israel in the coming months, years, decades, whether there will be a new president or not in the United States of America, I ask you to ask yourselves, if it's not your president, your prime minister, your Rebbe, is your life over? Are your current passions the sum total of who you are and your entire existence? I pray, say no. Reject that. More than saying no, live no. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. I love that. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. I'm not sure that that's what his wife calls him. Hello, Rabbi Lord. Okay. The title of his this week's, he sent out, I'm subscribed to his weekly, it's called Covenant and Conversation. Very lofty stuff, really incredible stuff. I try to listen to him on podcasts very often. His title says it all. And I only now tripped, even after I prepared the show, I actually tripped over it right now. And it's called The Courage Not to Conform. Oh man, do I love that. The Courage Not to Conform. And he opens up, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but this is where it goes, baby. He says, you know, leaders lead. It doesn't mean to say that they do not follow, but what they follow, I'm extrapolating, of course, because of the Andrea show, they follow is different from what most people follow. I think that even in that line, what we're really being told is if we are being led by suckers who tell us what we want to hear or will keep them popular, dump them. Dump them. My husband, Ronnie, his late father, used to say, job. Not the guy who's dying for the job and will say what he needs to say to keep his pension and keep the house and get a nice salary. You want the rabbi who's going to tell you the truth and change you and make you think differently, march to a different drummer. And Rabbi Sacks goes on to say that never was this more dramatically signaled than in the first words of Hashem to Avraham when he says, leave your land and your birthplace and your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. Hey, wait, he must have it backwards, boys and girls. Shouldn't the Torah really say, leave your father's house, leave your birthplace, and then leave your land? No, we're conditioned in levels. We're conditioned. I'm American. Who are your people? I'm American, but where did you grow up? Well, I grew up in a shtetl in Russia. It was a shtetl. It was a little village in Russia. Ah, so you are a product of your village. No, I'm a product of my father's house. Not dumbing it down, emotionalizing it down. And only when we shed the vestiges of sometimes wrong messages can we really heal. People conform. We adopt the standards. We adopt the noise. We adopt the rigmarole. We adopt the People magazine message. And we say, that's who I am. And we are so far from where we are. It makes so many of us ask, or it should make us ask, indeed, how many generations can we go back in our own families? Can all of us listening here remember a grandfather and a grandmother who cooked a certain way, who hugged a certain way, who smelled a certain way, who ruled a certain way or humbled a certain way? How many of us can remember a great grandparent? So that makes me ask, what decisions are we making in our own lives that will influence the future of our children and grandchildren? Are all of us just winging it? The whole point of this intro is just to ask all of us to take a moment and really question what we're screaming, what we're posturing. And once we leave our homelands, are we really shouting our truths, or are we being so loud? Is the music blaring so that we cannot even hear what we really believe? It is in our power to shape the entire future. You know, I'm obligated to tell you the story. This is a story that is repeated often at many Shabbos tables. I'm not sure if other cultures have a version of this story, but this is my favorite. A man on an airplane, he's flying from California to New York. And on the plane, I think it is born of a true story. He watches the grandson of an elderly rabbi. And the grandson, the elderly rabbi, is without his shoes. He's really quite diminished. And the child is serving his grandfather, bringing him extra pillows, lifting his feet, saying, Zadie, Zadie, can I bring you this? Can I bring you this? And unable to contain his curiosity, the younger man, observing this grandfather and his grandson, says, I have to ask you, I'm stunned by your grandson's respect, his devotion, his absolute concern for your well-being. My grandchildren barely know me and practically ignore my presence when I'm with them. Tell me, Grandpa Rabbi, what is your secret? And the old Jew responds, I can only guess that my grandson sees me as one generation closer to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our forefathers, one generation closer to those who learned at the footstool of our God in heaven. Your grandchildren have been taught that with each generation, we climb higher up on the evolutionary scale. Thus, you, my friend, are perceived as more primitive, a closer embodiment of when we were apes. Your grandchildren see themselves as more refined. My friends, if we can only listen and understand what we've been given, you know, if we can hear the words of Lech Lecha, this week's parshion, go to yourself. What does that mean? Go to yourself. Ah, there is a yourself that allows you to be as lofty as Avraham. Avraham may have a monopoly on being able to really hear God's voice. However, he does not have a monopoly on being able to create the world around us. Our sojourn is so short, and the older we get, the more frequently we can understand that indeed the clock is ticking. Don't make it politics. Make it loftiness, holiness, and better connection. See you on the other side.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Okay, yeah, we're back. This is Andrea Simondo. Pull up a chair. I am so here. Okay, so as I was saying, please just drop me a note in the chat room if you're listening in. And if you want to write to me, feel free, drop me a note at Andrea@IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. There's something very relaxing about not being like the not discussing any of the campaigns, and also not talking about COVID. It's very, very liberating. If you don't talk about COVID and you don't talk about politics, oh my gosh, you could actually probably cure cancer with all the time we have left over. All right. So this morning, crazy, I was really thinking, I'm saying, you know, what am I going to share today? What's the parsha? I really hadn't given it very much thought, and got up very early. And I was walking my dog. I tell you, it was 4:40 in the morning, and I was like the only one out there. And that's when I thought about, you know, I told you, I thought about this courage not to conform. I thought about this crazy thing about having moved to Israel. When so many people contact me and they say, gee, you know, we wish we could do it. We can't because, and the becauses are all, because is always so self, it's very subjective. I don't think I can run a marathon if I only have one leg. Although Oscar Pretorius, before he was incarcerated for murder, proved to us that you can actually run a marathon with no legs. There's a lot of things, you know, how many of that would be causes? How many times are we saying, I couldn't do that? I couldn't get on stage and sing karaoke. I couldn't downhill ski. I couldn't move to Israel. I couldn't eat this or that. I couldn't. The only couldn't is God's word. We're given so many choices. And as I'm thinking, like, here I am alone outside, almost nothing going on. And what am I hearing? I'm hearing dogs. I'm hearing jackals, literally jackals. You got to be a little crazy to walk your dog at 4:40 with, you know, jackals around you. I'm hearing in the far distance semi-trailers that are loaded with, you know, the staples of Israeli breakfasts, big brown loaves and milk. And my knees kind of, they almost buckled. I'm suddenly aware that I too once heard those words, lech lecha. It didn't feel that way. It felt like, gee, I think we can get lower cost education for the children and we don't have to pay these shul memberships. And gosh, I love Israel. And if I claim to be a Zionist and I believe that Israel is our homeland, well, then I'd better darn live in it, or else our enemies, who say exactly the opposite, they'll be right. There was no voice coming out of heaven that I remember. I remember relatives saying, you're crazy. You're putting your life in danger. You're not going to make a living. Actually, they were right on all those counts. But I heard Lech Lecha. You know, I think about, again, as I mentioned before the break, this sojourn, it's so short. And the older we get, the more frequently, I don't know about you, but I and my friends, my childhood friends, my high school friends, even my college friends, we're grasping, we're seeing demise all around us. We have the same conversations, the same voices as our parents did when we, in our youthful arrogance, we didn't listen to them. We were so busy. I don't know about you. I was very busy being much smarter, much cooler, much hipper. I wasn't going to settle the way my parents did. And then one day, you know what? We were them. And what happened to most of us? We became more forgiving, more understanding of the restraints and the mores that tied the hands and hearts of those who brought us into the world. And we began to reminisce and whisper inner if-onlys. And I wish I had. Fill in the blank. You know, everybody, there's something so magical about mornings. I get to do this show. I know you guys in Australia are listening. It's the middle of your day. But you know, there's something about a sweetness in the air. When it's so quiet, it can actually melt into something as ephemeral as fragrance. I was thinking this morning, my grandchildren, they bragged to me, oh, Grandma, I stayed up so late and I only got up at noon. I don't want to be that grandmother who says, but you slept away the day. Maybe I can bore them to death and be a Franklin and talk like Benjamin Franklin, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Why am I going to be that geezer? There's no point, because it's true. Youth is wasted on the young, and it's a really creepy youngster who behaves according to the warnings of his elders. You know, my husband and I always laugh. I have a little guilty giggle when I hear about a grandchild taking out the kishkes of their parent, rebelling, not being in a way that's consistent with their upbringing. Those are the ones who are screaming to me, guess what, Grandma? I'm not going to conform. I'm going to listen to my inner heart. Which, of course, brings us back to Avraham. Yes, hello, Abraham. Okay, so let's talk about, we have a lot of people listening in this morning who are not so sure about this circumcision thing. Not a fun, you know, when they say God brought, you know, gave us the Torah. Do you want the Torah? Do you want the Torah? And we always say, you know, we said, Naaseh v'nishma, we will accept it and we will listen. We'll do what it says. But I'm not sure how many of us being given the list and said, we got this circumcision thing. We used to have a little bit of a guilty, I guess maybe is it a racist joke? Correct me if I'm wrong. We said those poor Arabs, the reason they were attacking all of us is they were like running out of the house at the age of 13, not to be circumcised. I too would be very angry and hostile and want to create havoc if I were 13 and they were coming at me with a knife. That's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right. Torah states, and Avraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised. And on the same day Avraham was circumcised and Ishmael was circumcised, the men of his house, 318, were circumcised with them. Okay, I'm going to skip all the Rashi stuff, and I'm going to say he did this during the day. Not at night when his neighbors wouldn't be able to see this seemingly insane behavior. Are you guys nuts? This is what you do? No, in full daylight, which again makes him a little bit different than Noah. Noah built, but when his neighbors came to challenge him and to mock him and to perhaps there were even opportunities for sincere discussion, Noah, who was great in his generation, he did not talk about it. He did his He did God's will, but he did not engage Abraham, who obviously took PR 101. He engaged. He talked. He explained. It makes me ask myself, you know, how many times during the course of a day, a week, a month, when a mitzvah presents itself, do I, we, us, postpone it for the moment? And then it kind of drags on. You know, I really meant to. Days until we finally forget to do it, or do it at a time when its performance actually is meaningless. Why a bris? Why a foreskin? Couldn't God have created man already perfect, already freed of his foreskin? This mitzvah exemplifies the partnership between man and God. We're almost complete at birth. We're almost there. You know, it reminds me of when the doctor hands the scissors to cut the partnership, or when a mother comes in to button the buttons on her daughter's bridal gown, finishes it. We don't come from nothing, and we're not self-created. God, we are partners in our own creation, and by conceding to Brit Milah, we're saying, I have buy-in. We're a team, God. Abraham's greatness is living his truth, spreading the word generously. For example, you know, mitzvahs having to be done at the proper time. You don't visit the sick when it's comfortable for you. You hear that someone's ill. You put away your knitting. You change a dentist's appointment. You get someone else to pick up the kids. When God sends angels to visit Abraham during his recuperation, we understand the timeliness of practicing what we call Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. The mitzvahs are never designed for when we feel ready or up to it, schedule permitting, of course. It's a mitzvah without limit. There's a Hasidic Rebbe. I love this. Came across this for you, my friends. I tripped a car on this. When a poor, ignorant village peddler, he returns home. He's dying. He's dying to eat. He's dying to drink. He only wants to get into his bed. And what does he do? This poor peddler, ignorant, illiterate perhaps, he ignores his fatigue and hunger, and he runs to the house of prayer to recite the Mincha and Mariv services. It's then that the angels tremble before this worship, because it splits the very heavens. It's this kind of life-changing behavior, adherence to what God wants of us. Is it available to us? We mere mortals? Oh, you bet it is. It's all there for us. To fight our Yetzirah, to fight that which drags us down. This is Andrea Simintov. Whoa, I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Andrea Simintov, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and you are listening to Pull Up a Chair. All right, so I'm thinking about this, the last segment, crazy. When I am deeply in love with you, dear listener, the show flies. I get so excited about these thoughts and these ideas that we can utilize our time and make our days so incredibly meaningful, so personally life-altering, that the aura, the shine, the glow of humility and self-realization cannot help but rub off on others with whom we come into contact. I was thinking about the music. Sometimes it's about the music of being pulled. You know, listening to the messages of others that we allow to define ourselves, when each one of us is inherently holy. And it's in those quiet moments that we, you listening in, can actually hear your holiness. Something crazy happened. I stopped watching TV. We have television. I don't mean like I stopped. Very often there's another documentary on veganism and closet organizing that I must listen to. But generally, I can't watch any more car chases and illicit relationships and things. It's robbing me. The clock is ticking. You know, are we going to be honest with who we are or end our days in this kind of shroud of dishonesty, thinking, hoping, praying that we've lived a good life, a respectable life, but not really certain because we were winging it all the way? It reminds me of Lot. You know, in keeping really truly honest about who we are, let's take a look at Lot for a second. This was Abraham's nephew, and he grew up in his uncle's house. But here you have someone who's the personification of self-delusion, grandeur, indeed personal dishonesty, prefacing his every breath with, "I am." We don't know who I am. We can hope who we are. On one hand, you know, he actually appeared to be very righteous, like Avraham. People sought him out because of his close connection to the holy Avraham. He baked matzah. He invited in guests, even at the risk to himself. We're not going to review the story now. Talk to me. Go to shul. All right, but read this week's Parsha. But in fact, in the jumble of darkness pervaded his life. And all of us can absolutely, if we think about it, relate to that. The jumble of darkness, the jumble of noise, what we allow into our holy space to pervade our very existence. He chooses to live among wicked people of Sodom. He's lured by grandeur. He's lured by dreams of what he can never acquire. He's lured by, God forgive me, the Kardashian life. His admixture of good and evil represents the antithesis, the exact opposite of Avraham's mission in this world. What are the most dangerous ideologies? Those that garb themselves in a know-it-all aura of piety and righteousness, that claim the mantle of authenticity. Very often, it's a Torah mantle. They claim to have the true Torah, the true answer, in essence, a distortion. Remember, who's the rabbi you want? Not the one who wants the job. The one who's so terribly frightened of being a leader to his flock. All right, so now, because we don't want to run out of time today, I'm actually going to start with the end of my Devar Torah, because I'm going to give what I call my call to Aliyah. And this is dedicated to my friend N.Y. listening in. The Torah teaches us that our father, Avraham, he was told to leave his home in, let me give you the lofty word, Mesopotamia, and to travel to, an unknown land, which eventually turned out to be, hello, Eretz Yisrael. The Midrash points out that the entire success of Abraham's mission in life is to spread the idea of monotheism and a universal God, but this was dependent on living in Israel. The question, of course, arises, how is this so? You know, couldn't he have been successful in Mesopotamia, in Long Island, in L.A., which would have been, for many thinking, the center, like Mesopotamia, the center of human civilization and culture, when Israel was on its best day in the days of Abraham, backwards, out of the way, parched desert? You know, there's a lot of answers to this, but one which is... I think that we might be able to relate to as a group is that being successful spiritually, being able to grow in our devotion to our God, always requires sacrifice and some physical discomfort. We just got out of Sukkot. The best sukkahs are not the ones that we put the air conditioner in and laid down the carpet and brought in our DVD. No one has DVD players anymore. You know what I mean? Our laptops. We're castigated not to be complacent and comfortable in Zion. A person, what are we born? We're not born to be comfortable. We're born to toil. We're born to accomplish. We're born to be productive and leave something behind, you know, without going on, you know, undergoing some kind of an arduous journey to the land of Israel. Abraham is never going to fulfill his spiritual destiny. Abraham is indeed a symbol of life's challenges. He undergoes all these kind of tests to shape him and mold him into the father of our people. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Most of us are not called to go into, you know, a lion's den. Most of us are not called to have our spouse ripped from our arms. Most of us are not called to undergo infertility and indeed annihilation before we even leave our mark in the world. It's imperative for Abraham to enter in an alien society in order to grow into Abraham Avinu, his role of leadership, his role of eternal forever influence. But why is Israel the destination? Here's the questions we ask ourselves. You know, Jewish history provides us with this insight. It's in Israel, and it's only in Israel, yeah, I said it, that a Jew can achieve spiritual elevation and development. The land of Israel provides the greatest challenge to Jewish development than any other location on the face of the earth. Does that mean that everybody living in Israel is accessing the plate, the platter of loftiness that's being handed to him? I dare say not. Don't get me on a midweek day. But we have this opportunity. It is so hard to live here. Remember, Abraham did not have a Jewish agency. There was no nefesh benefesh for Abraham Avinu. But as he struggles with his tests in life and he rises to each challenge and occasion that the Lord promises him, he realizes that the land of Israel is indeed his place for all generations. Those who are listening in, it is not Judaism, Jewish life, adherence to mitzvot, trying to be better, remaining culturally distant, and, oh, by the way, there's that Israel thing. The challenge of living in Israel has never, ever changed. It's never altered. It's obvious that the ultimate fulfillment of Jewish life can only be in Israel. Maybe that's the reason we have so many things pulling us. We see around us not just enemies who are falling by the wayside. My gosh, it's scary what's happening in Israel in the quote, new Middle East. More on that after many elections. So many Israelis, making me personally sad as I see them imitating the ugliness of the West, the baseness and the shallowness of cultures that are not ours. We face problems that are overwhelming, but as was stated, according to the pain and difficulty, so is the reward. And the children of Abraham and Sarah, we are bidden to rise and overcome all of our tests and all of our challenges as well. Okay, so I have finished talking about what I wanted to ask. Oh yeah, one more thing. Abraham and Sarah, let's, you know, not leave it just to the men. Hello, ladies. You know, I compared them before to Noah, and I said, Noah was great. He was great in his generation. Noah is lauded with so many adjectives about how terrific he was, how holy. But you know what? There's something about, he was not a PR guy. He didn't necessarily volunteer to be a leader. Why, Abraham? Abraham did not build arks. He didn't, you know, he didn't warn of impending disasters. Abraham, his way was just to build. Noah was a builder and he had to be found. Abraham and Sarah were the ultimate PR team. They liked people. They related to people. They talked to people. Being connected to one another, my friends, is really something that all of us can take on and embrace in the week ahead as we emerge from our COVID cocoons. I wish all of us a Shabbat Shalom and a Shabbat that is connected. Amen, amen, from Jerusalem.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com homepage, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.